Hello and welcome to Women's Wellness with Lucy Inspiration. I am your host, Lucy Catino. Ladies, this is your safe space where we discuss everything women's wellness. Let's dive in and start to peel back the layers. In today's episode, I will be answering 21 listener questions to celebrate the one-year anniversary of Women's Wellness with Loose Inspiration podcast. Let's get excited for this 40th episode. All right, we're going to dive right in with our first listener question from Nana B. Her question is, how was your experience like working for corporate America? Well, my first job was at WHDH Channel 7 in Boston. It was an amazing experience where I truly discovered my passion for storytelling. I went on to work for other major news stations, finally landing at BET Networks in Washington, D.C., where I felt more at home. I met a lot of amazing people, great friendships were formed. It's also helped me to learn this valuable lesson. I do like to be the boss. It is so important for me to run and operate my own empire. That's actually what I'm focusing on right now and actually working on my business. Okay, question two. Why are you so bomb? Well, I smiled when I first saw this question from my talented sister Yolanda and thought, wow, how do I answer this? Well, I will say that I am fueled by the amazing women that I have encountered along my journey. The women who have been a shoulder for me to cry on, to laugh with, and who have cheered me on along the way. So I thank all of them. Third question from Janice Tavares. What do you wish you had known when you started out? When I first started doing this podcast, I wish I had a marketing team or a better marketing strategy. As a creator, we get so excited about creating that we forget that for others to see and even hear our content, we have to have a marketing plan in place. I currently do this all on my own. It becomes a lot at times, so I have to manage my time very well, and I'm doing the best I can with my marketing. So I'm working on that, really trying to learn how to market and trying to learn more about marketing strategies. So honing in on that for sure. Fourth question, how did you take the leap of faith to make a major move? This question came from Marcy DePina, and also Lisa had the same question. So I decided to follow my heart and make the decision from a place of love and also a whole lot of faith. My partner and I, he lived on the West Coast and I on the East Coast. We spent a year diving deep into learning more about each other. It took a lot of planning on both of our parts. We knew we wanted to be together. It was well worth the chance. I actually have a piece that I wrote on positivelypositive.com. It's a blog that I wrote on my journey to relocating from the East Coast to the West Coast, and it's entitled When Love Heals. It actually explains in detail about my journey to finding love again. So please do check that out when you can. But to answer your question, it did take a lot of following my heart and having faith. Those two combinations really helped us to be together and make that big move. Fifth question comes from Dada Lisa Simas. What's your drive? So I want to live a life of service. I'm a true believer that our unique talents are our gifts to the world. I wake up every day with this intention to serve through my artistry. This is, to me, is actually living the good life. Question number six comes from Jennifer Barboza. How did you overcome your biggest fear? The way that I overcome my fears, I mean, I've had so many of them and still have a lot of them now. But there is this exercise that I implore. I tell myself that I'm feeling excited. your brain somehow doesn't know the difference between being afraid and or excited. So I tell myself that I'm excited and it actually works. Then I feel that feeling of excitement as opposed to being afraid. I actually encourage you to try it. The next time you feel afraid, please let me know how that works. It's worked for me. It's something that I still practice now and it works out well. Just tricking your brain that you're excited. Question number 7. What inspired you to make a poetry book? How has poetry impacted you in your life? This question comes from Matt. Well, I have always written poetry, but never did think I was any good at it until I started to write more of it. I wrote my next book of poetry because I wanted to challenge myself and also tap into a place within myself that I was afraid to go deep within. It actually felt really liberating as the words spilled onto the pages. I'm so excited to release it out into the world soon. And question number 9. Actually, question number 8. Sorry. Did not mean to skip that one. Who inspired you to write poetry? This comes from Luis. I wanted to share my heart, expose parts of me that I feel so many women can resonate with. I find poetry to be very intimate and sacred. I finally felt ready to go there with my writing, and that's what inspired me. Not necessarily someone, but it was just wanting to go really deep within myself. Number 9 comes from Sasha Smith. The question is, how is living on the West Coast versus the East Coast? How is it living here? I actually love the West Coast. Everything about it feels more natural for me. I was born on a tropical island of Cabo Verde. I feel so at home here with the palm trees, the sunshine, the slow pace. Although I will always have so much love for the East Coast, it's truly shaped me as a human being, as a woman, as a person. Question number 10. Comes from Josephine Tavares. What was your turning point? When did you know things have changed and there was no turning back? I was in a very emotionally abusive relationship prior to my relationship now. It took me years to realize how unhealthy that relationship was. The turning point for me was when I realized I didn't love and value myself very much to be in a situation like that. So it was that realization that brought me to just waking up one day and deciding that I wanted to make a different choice and to end the relationship. And also, the most important thing for me also was I didn't want my girls to think that that was a relationship, that was the way a relationship should look and feel like. So that was a huge turning point for me where there was no turning back. Number 11, what were some of your challenges and how did you overcome them? So one of my challenges, and this is coming up for me a lot lately, is to accept that others will not always see you for who you are. Instead, will have their own perceptions of how they choose to see you. And that is okay. You have to be okay with that. This is honestly the biggest challenge, and it's still a work in progress. And this question comes from Neuza Aruju. Question number 12 comes from Rachel Lamba. How do you find balance in it all? Motherhood, career, relationships, friendships? Well, these are all aspects of my life that I value. I am enriched by all of these experiences and connections. They all serve to fuel one another. I may not always strike the perfect balance, but my intention is to show up in all of those roles fully present. Balance comes with being anchored in your values. I'm always asking myself, what is it that I value and that allows me to balance all of those values in together? Number 13 comes from Danielle. What life lessons did you have to experience firsthand before you fully understood them? My biggest lesson, and one that has taken me the longest to learn, is to take a compliment and criticism with the same regard. Because when the praises stop, you are not putting your validation in someone else's hand. And when you are being criticized, you are not being defined by them. Number 14 question comes from Melanie Foot Davis. What surprises or self-discoveries were revealed to you during your podcasting journey? And how will you use this wisdom to support you as you continue to evolve? Well, I have discovered that as much as it is a pleasure to share other people's stories, the women that I have had the honor to connect with have truly helped me to heal my own wounds. The resilience and the transparency solidifies what I'm here to do. They also encourage me to continue to work on myself. So I'm really grateful for that. Question number 15 comes from Delia Gonzalez. How would you start your love letter to yourself? So this is a question that I ask each of my guests at the end of every episode. And so it's very interesting that this is now flipped on me. I have thought about this question a lot, and it starts with the letter to my younger self. I would start by saying, "Dear Lucy, come out from under there. You are safe here now." Question number 16 comes from Anika Barboza. What advice would you give high school graduates, girls in particular? I would say get to know yourself deeply. This way, no one can ever tell you who you are. You don't have to have it all figured out now. That's what this journey of self-discovery is all about. And I would also continue to say, please don't make any lifelong decisions in your 20s. Your beautiful brains are still forming. Allow its natural progression. You are on your own time. Question number 16. What are some of the challenges you think the next generation will face? Any suggestions to overcome them? This question comes from Edith Montero. Something that I talk a lot about, particularly with my teenagers, is to be intentional about cultivating more connections physically. I know that we are living in a digital world, and that is a lot of how we actually communicate. However, there is this value in connecting physically with other people. It helps us to learn how to better socialize and relate with others. So it's crucial. It's also crucial for their own self-development. So I do see that being an issue now with us being so plugged in, technically plugged in. So I would encourage the next generation to prioritize more physical connections with others. Number 17 comes from Vanessa Flowers. How have you dealt with mental illness in your family? Well, my dad died by suicide when I was 5 years old. This has been very traumatic for me. It is also the reason why I'm so passionate about speaking on maintaining a healthy mental well-being. I have struggled with anxiety personally, and I use my story to help others who may be facing some of the same challenges with mental illness or mental challenges. So it's a personal quest for me, because I've dealt with it myself and I've actually experienced it in my family. So with that, with knowing about it, and I'm using my knowledge and my experience to help others. Number 18 comes from Dr. Selena. During the pandemic, what new and amazing gifts have you received or hope to develop? Well, I have often shied away from the technical aspect of my business, such as using the camera, editing, and creating my own graphics. I'm actually embracing and enjoying the process of learning new skills. I'm currently learning more about how the camera operates, and I'm creating a lot of my own graphics, which has been pretty exciting. So this is a really good time for me. I'm really enjoying the process. Question number 19 comes from Dr. Tirza. What's your greatest achievement? Giving birth to 4 amazing humans, my daughters. I mean, that has been the biggest achievement, I would say. Question number 20 comes from Candida Rose. What are you envisioning for yourself in 5 to 10 years from now? So I do envision myself traveling the world, speaking to women about mental health and well-being, hosting and interviewing on my show, facilitating workshops, and doing more book tours. So that's kind of what I see that I'm working towards currently right now to get me there. And my very last question comes from Nahal Horn. So her question is, I'm curious as to what you think the future of our world will be after this pandemic. Could you share a little bit about your experience with all of this? Is some advice, tips, or even feelings from this? So the world will never be the same. As a people, we will never be the same. This pandemic has allowed me moments of stillness and self-introspection. I am learning so much about myself. My heart aches for those that have lost loved ones due to COVID-19. I send love and healing energy to those families at this time. The one advice that I would give, and something I practice daily, is to look for things that you are grateful for. I'm actually trying to get better at this myself. You know, sometimes, and with the stress and anxiety, it can be a little bit challenging to see that. But it's a great perception shift when we actually allow ourselves to do that. Together, we will all come out of this with more love and compassion in our hearts. At least that is my hope. Whew. Thank you so much for listening in, and to all of those who took the time to ask me these questions. I definitely do appreciate it. I hope that my answers give you some answers. And I'm wishing you all so much love in this time. We are together in this, and I still have the hope that we will come out of this with more love and compassion in our hearts even more. Do check us out on our Instagram page. That's LUCE Inspiration, where I post all of the podcast updates, inspirational quotes, and so much more. Let's stay connected, and I drop an episode every single Tuesday each week. I'm so grateful that you're here. Thank you so much. Sending you all so much love.